Chapter 9. Millie Dixon skulked along the hedges separating Barbara Morrison's property from that of the Millers next door. She didn't want anyone to see her, least of all, Barbara. It wouldn't do to have someone discover the secret path in the woods that Millie was sure only she knew about. The Millers were in Europe, and she'd seen Barbara go out with a gaggle of other seniors. But still, the grandson, Larry, often came to visit, and she certainly didn't need him asking any questions.
"Come along, Winston. We mustn't let anyone see us," Millie whispered as she tugged the little dog along behind her.
Winston was a papillon, and a gentle and obedient little pet. Ducking into the woods, she breathed a sigh of relief when she slipped between the branches of the evergreens and the large shrubs. Now no one could see her. She had a path that she took frequently to pick her herbs for the herbal remedies she made. She knew exactly where the dandelion, foxglove, and lemon balm were. She knew which herbs to take and which to stay away from. Luckily, Winston also seemed to have an ingrained instinct for the herbs. He knew not to touch the ones that would be poisonous and could have adverse effects on him, like the very rare and endangered indigo nightroot that was...
Wait a minute. Where was the indigo nightroot?
The patch used to be right here, growing in the swampy area after the second downed oak, where the large hen-of-the-woods mushrooms grew. But the area where the indigo nightroot had been for years was empty. How was that possible? She picked her way around tall ferns, telling Winston to stay near the oak tree. She didn't want him anywhere near the area. Even though there were no plants, there could still be traces of the essential oils. The indigo nightshade could be a helpful sedative in small doses, but large doses could be toxic for dogs. Now she could see that the area had been rooted up as if an animal had dug in there. A bear, perhaps? She'd never seen this happen before, but there was always a first time. Maybe a badger or bobcat, but further inspection proved her wrong. This was no bear, badger, or bobcat. There was a distinct imprint of a boot in the mud. A human had been in here digging up these plants. But who? Suddenly, Millie felt scared. Someone else knew about her secret place. She glanced around the woods, which had always felt friendly, but now she envisioned shadows lurking behind every tree. Whoever had been out here could get into a lot of trouble for digging those herbs up. Now, more than ever, she needed to make sure no one knew she came to this section of the woods. She might get blamed for digging them up. She didn't have any money to pay a fine. She could barely pay her rent as it was. She hurried away from the area, taking the path that led to the far side of the forest, and came out near the police station.
"What do you make of that, Winston?"
Winston gave a soft yip in reply.
"I know. Who would do that, and why?"
But as she asked herself the question out loud, her mind was already forming an answer. And suddenly, she had an idea of what it was all about. The problem was how she could prove it without exposing her own suspicious activities.